Joining me in studio right now is Paul Baker. He is the CEO of the Idaho Falls Chamber of Commerce. We also have in studio Maria Alvarez. She's the chair of the Hispanic Chamber Committee and also a business owner, as well as Monica Alonso, and she is a commercial lending officer at Citizens Community Bank, and she serves as the secretary on the Hispanic Chamber Committee. Thank you all for being here.
Thanks very much for having us.
Yeah.
So I understand that there's a pretty interesting story about how the Hispanic Chamber Committee came about.
Yes, absolutely. It's been more than 3 years that myself and Alfredo, who's the co-chair, and some other individuals that we own, we're Hispanic and we own businesses. We really wanted to integrate into the chamber and obviously feel that there's a huge need. So we approached the chamber, the CEO before Paul, as well as the Idaho Hispanic Chamber and their CEO. And we just never reached an agreement. It was pretty frustrating. We got about 80 businesses to an event that was put on mostly by three of us. We had a couple of sponsors, and then it just dropped. There was nothing else after that. So poor Paul gets an earful from me when I meet him, because I had heard he was amazing. But I met him one night, and he probably didn't want to meet me that way. I was just like, why aren't we integrated? And it's different from there, right, Paul? I think Paul was new to the area, and I don't know if you want to give your perspective. You had already heard a little bit about it.
Yeah, so when I met Maria was extremely passionate about there needing to be some representation for the Hispanic community within the chamber here in the Greater Idaho Falls area. And after listening to her and also Alfredo as well, just kind of listening to her concerns about how to really integrate the business community across all, folks that are, doesn't matter where you're from, what you're doing is in terms of like the business economy here, it's important that everyone feels a part of it. And so I was listening to Maria and I was just nodding my head. I was agreeing with everything she was saying. And I thought this was a complete and utterly no-brainer for the chamber to be doing. And I was kind of surprised that we hadn't been doing it. So for me, this was a really exciting thing to sort of endeavor to put together with Maria, Alfredo, and then we roped in Monica and we roped in a few others as well. Yeah, it's been really great.
And so, Monica, from your perspective, what have you seen as far as the real need for integration?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been in banking for 10 years. And with that, you know, I've been a part of the chamber for a couple of years. And I've always just realized that there's been a lack of maybe knowledge in the Hispanic community to like the resources that are out there. And so I feel like, you know, when I heard about this committee at a chamber event, I was very excited because I do feel like that need has been there for a really long time. And I think it is just lack of knowledge of resources. So I'm very excited about it.
And you guys have an event that's coming right up.
Oh, yes. We're super excited about it. The launch, it's Conexión del Chamber. So it translates to Chamber Connect, right? We want to be as aligned and uniformed with the Greater Idaho Falls Chamber as it is right now. Mm-hmm. And it's going to be the launch. So the event is going to be the 24th of July, and it's at the West Bank. It's from 5:30 to 8:00. And this is open invitation to anyone that is Hispanic and owns a business. We want to be able to tell you how it is that you're going to be able to receive benefits, how we're going to help you, how we're going to integrate, and also listen. I think that's one of the biggest things. We're going to listen mm-hmm. to a lot of the needs because we don't want to guess. We want to hear directly from, you know, the business owners themselves.
Yeah. And there are a lot of resources out there, but not everybody is aware mm-hmm. of those resources. So getting the word out. And, you know, Paul, as you and I were talking earlier, the Hispanic population is really growing in our community. So mm-hmm. the timing of this is really important.
Yeah, it is. And it's, you know, like I said, I think it's long overdue. The Hispanic community is, you know, one of the fastest growing communities in our area, almost 20% of our population at this point. And there's a lot of challenges, you know, that we can address and help our, you know, Hispanic owned businesses to really grow and thrive here in this region, you know. And I just have such a great big passion for our economy and for our business community as a whole that I'm also just kind of thinking, what else can we be doing to, you know, aid and enhance, you know, existing businesses that are here, but also be attractive to businesses and business owners that want to move into this area and attract the right kind of folks that really have the same kind of, you know, passion for community and family and, you know, good core values. And I see that in abundance within the Hispanic community. So, and I love it, you know, so I'm just really excited to be a part of that. Coming from Ireland, I have very similar sort of family values as well, and sort of the importance of being together and celebrating and supporting one another. And so I see that, and like I said, in abundance within the Hispanic community, and I love it. I really do. So this is like such a no-brainer that I'm really excited about this event on the 24th to really get to know, you know, folks in the area that perhaps, like Monica was saying, just don't know what's available. And there's tons, you know, and sort of being a member of the chamber is a bit like being, you know, a gym member. You kind of get out of it what you put into it, right?
Good point.
And so what we really want to try and do is like listen to what the needs are and then curate a program of support and services and products that would really aid and enhance, you know, the Hispanic owned businesses to further integrate within our wider community and kind of be a participant with everything else we got going on in the chamber as a whole. So I'm really excited for it.
Yeah, the integration is so important. It's all part of that idea of making room for everyone. And there are a lot of businesses out there. And I bet that for a lot of these Hispanic businesses, this is going to be a game changer for them to have that support, to feel like they're part of something bigger.
Oh, absolutely, Jolan. So I own a business. It's called Conectate, and it translates to connect. And, you know, our slogan is bridging the gap in our communities. I started this business about 4 years ago, and this is where I learned how much of a need there was in our Hispanic community as a whole, not just in business, in healthcare, in education, in resources. And I have had some companies that are very interested in serving the Hispanic community. However, they just don't know how or didn't know how. We are a community that doesn't trust that easily. Unfortunately, we've been taken advantage a lot, you know, a lot. And so the goal is to be the liaison, but I can't do it alone. Monica can't do it alone. We can't do it alone. So I am super, super grateful for Paul's leadership, for just, you know, messaging one day and saying, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? I'll see you at the chamber luncheon, and then invite a couple of people. And then he announces and I'm like, this is it. It's a go. Like, we're not like, we need people like that, you know, in every sector. And we did a poll, right? We did a poll before we did the event to try to find out what are the biggest needs, things that align with the chamber. And the number one need is basic. How do I register my business? Where do I get permits? Do I need a permit?
So this will go a long way in helping a lot of people. We'll keep you guys in studio and continue after this.